Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay, and good day to you. Listening to the Cosmic Philosopher and the Block Talk Radio Network. I'm Tim Aldred, and still on the same frequency, full of thoughts about the things that are ultimately true and seeking to condition our thinking minds to what satisfies our minds and soul. I can't see it in a better light, because to sense the kind of things that leads you in the right direction, make you peaceful, and keep you satisfied. You never have to worry about, you know, you are, and not worry about that you fail at something, and then you're plagued with weakness. No. Discovering the history of things that I never knew, it keeps me so satisfied that I'm not looking for any other satisfaction, because where it's going to come from? When I hear the lightning, when I see the lightning and hear the thunder rolls, guys, it makes me feel ultimate. And I'm not looking for anything else. Well, so it is. Now, let's look at let's look at what we have here right now. It's the continuation of Elohim God's lives on earth, creating human 200,000 years ago. This is ultimate stuff. And that is, this is the kind of things that I grew up and should have been taught, and instead, grew up foolish, unfulfilled, and without real hope of finding what knowledge brings satisfaction. I've made discovery of so many things that I just need to, like, make the best of what I understand of it. And, of course, we know that the eternal time of the universe, we cannot overcome. It is forever beyond us and we doing anything to feel like we have accomplished something out of the ordinary. There is nothing that I find that do that, except that which is established for us to see it and adore it. All right, so now for people who is fighting over things, fighting over information that they cannot resolve, I stick to what I find works. And I'm going to just leave it at that. I find out that when I have conversation with people, and people who feel like they got it all, in a certain conversation, it turns out that no, they failed the test badly, because what they think to be coming from the greatest resource of knowledge, they find out that, you know what, they have it all wrong. Well, what I study and find out comes from the source of my seeking to know. I'm seeking to know. And as far as the superior thought will take me, I go there. So I learn a lot of things that are not true. And nobody to knock it down, because clearly, if you don't do the right searching, you're not going to come up with the things that to keep you yearning and yearning to be finally complete in what you're thinking. And then you are in union with the universe, because clearly you're not finding any contradictory in what you're thinking. Well, that's me. So a lot of things I discover that nobody's going to get it right unless you go to the right source. And that is prehistory and historic times. You got to, like, go to through those sources, because those are sources that brings the knowledge of what happened in time past. If you don't know about what happened in time past, it's not easy for you to get along with the right knowledge, you see. You've got to do that, because some people are actually depending on themselves, depending on some things that they've been thinking on, but they don't use a source to guide themselves. Source to guide us is given to us. Words and those things help us to gain satisfaction. Outside of that, don't bother. And I think when we are in agreement with the natural things that exist, that is what gives us satisfaction. Because nobody is able to cover anything greater than what we see all around us. All right, so I'm not going to lose when I humble myself and seek to know. Those who seek to know already my age and what I have now realized, and just decide to, like, you know what, depend on that knowledge and And so I won't have any tears to cry and to moan and groan about foolishness that lead to the wrong direction. So here I go. Nobody was telling me about the Christian Bible, Genesis creation story, because the truth is not written in the Bible. The Bible is used to spoil the thinking of a civilized person. That's what the Bible does. And the things that are in existence that we are here grapple in with and we keep on failing to find out the solid fact of the things that will guide us through life. And I find out that the things that I grew up with that comes from the church is, you know, it puts your mind, as it were, in a never ending pining after something you can't make any progress with. That's what the Genesis creation story is. Only for after many years, I am finding that there's really no God in the Bible that is an originator of anything. But I believed that for a long time. Until I realize words has taken me to prove that the story of Genesis is not true. What is being taught, to us, T-A-U-G-H-T, what we are taught to be a God that you can never see, because you say God is a spirit. Just a second. Yes, my beloved, what I what starts amounts to kettles that we have around us. You know, if you have pets and you take care of them and stuff like that, they just be around you until, you know, pretty soon their age span run out and they die. And you can only remember those pets that you had and things like that. Now, we as human beings are not like pets. Human being is different from white people. And we are in a state that people who hear me talk like this, they can only get perplexed when they hear me say that. They see me as somebody who's hateful and stuff like that. So, you know, and they will think, well, what they're thinking is perfection. While I'm saying, well, if they would talk to me, they would find out that life is much more larger than what they are thinking. Because when they think that I am hateful, I am a bad person, they don't get the information that come from ages that we don't know about. Because here we have what is called a concept from the Bible that is called, you know, the age of Jesus. And we're talking about Jesus, and you can never find any perfection, not even close to be true, because Jesus is a tale that never happened, and it is being told, I mean, all over the world since the last 2,000 years, and people talking about Jesus, words brings us to know folly and something is not true by going to a place in time in the past that prove that what we are thinking about Genesis creation's story is folly. It does not prove to be something that you can, from being logical, tear apart and fix it. And therefore, I find out that things that we as human beings, civilized people, by the way, when we cannot work out the details of something, it's no good. Just no good. I mean, academically. Church is not a place with a concept where you can dismantle what you're thinking and put it back together. Anything you cannot dismantle and put back together, you need not bother with that, because the end is not going to be good. And anybody who is afraid to make you read their book of thought, you don't want to deal with those people, because those people think they know something that they never knew at all. But yet still, they will try to convince you that they know. And before they get their story pulled apart so it can be put back together, they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about it. But you just think about that. Somebody wants to tell you something and wants you to be convinced of what they think about it. If you were to say, all right, let me give you my thought about it. And you begin to use words now, because if you're not using words to find out, to pull something apart, then what are you doing? You don't have any reason to be trying to arrive at a fact like that. And this is what is happening to Christianity. It doesn't have a way for, let's say, we who become a believer in Christendom. They tell you to believe, and if believe in something that you never knew. You had no real knowledge about what you believe in. You go to church, they say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. You don't know where the Jesus Christ come from. You got to have a beginning of something, okay, before you can trace whether it makes sense. Want to make sense is to be able to, like, swing the door open. Let everybody view what is in focus and use their knowledge. You can use your knowledge, pull apart something, leave it alone, because you will never know anything about it. So you go to church, and at any stage you go to church and they are preaching and telling you the same thing. Now, it's difficult. And it's to make somebody think that there was never a Jesus after you have been taught about the idea of Jesus that don't exist, it's hard. And the point is, if you don't have a knowledge of something, you won't be able to pull the issue apart and put it back together. You have to have something in your hand and see ways to take it apart and put it back together. But if you don't have anything that you know and have a knowledge about, don't bother try to pull it apart, because you don't know enough about it. Somebody give you a problem to solve, you better know in common sense how you can pull it apart and put it back together. All right. There are many other situations, like in the church, you're reading the Bible and you go to your pastor and you ask the pastor to prove to you in the Bible, what in the Bible that makes the church think that wise men follow a star, right? It's in the Bible. Wise men follow a star? All right, let's show it. The whole Jesus story is coming from Adam and Eve. So you need, as a lot of people don't realize, that down the stream is different from up the stream, where the stream began. So these things that we have as Christian concept, you have got to know where in the world something happened that created the Christian concept. How old it is, where it's coming from. You need to know that. If you begin to, like, you know, talk about Jesus and you don't take care of the Adam and Eve in the garden and all that, and God, who is a spirit God, if you don't take care of those stuff, where are you going with it? So you're looking at human beings, which, of course, that's what we're supposed to be dealing with. If you're dealing with white people that come from somewhere, you don't even have a good history book to know where they come from. But yet still, you follow them in a church. And that's where fallacy and drunkenness and all kind of a nastiness come from. Because you're talking about white people who don't have a history of their own. And if you ask them something about it, they lie. So this is the old mumbo jumbo kind of a thing that is going on. Somebody that you thought was an honest person, because you didn't get far enough to know that person well, someday you'll be sorry you know them. All right, so let's go ahead with some things that I never knew about. We're going to talk about when I come to know about certain things, open up knowledge of things around me that I can say, oh, okay, I see. This over here and that over there. You never have that in church. Because church never teach you a worldwide four corner knowledge of something, like what Genesis creation story. Later on, they come with Moses, they come with prophet, they come with all kind of things, and they can't show you where the whole thing started, like it is a prehistory item, like it is a modern item. You know, and if you're going to talk about modernization, you have to know that there was a younger time when things occurred. And you can't do that. And somebody got you spinning around, and then you have something like Pope apologized for sins of Catholics. And if you were to know what it means for the Pope and get into the details, you'd get to find and root up a lot of things that you never knew exist. But when you believe that God is perfect and holy and he begot a son, and this God is a spirit God, human being can't deal with it, you're not going to see it, you'll find out that you're confused to no end. You see what I mean? And when you hear information that relates to factual issues, you don't want to hear it because you can't stand it. Continuation of Elohim gods that came to earth will be a strange story. And it will be as true as you see the ocean out there, as you see the wind blowing and the trees bringing forth fruit. You know, how do you find out about thoughts in your mind? like that. Your thoughts must be true like those things. But the people, they make the Bible up in a way that you will be always believing in something in the book, but you never, ever get any preacher, any teacher to show you exactly what they're teaching you, where it comes from. You know what I mean? We need to know in order to make sense. It's as simple as that. When I found out that civilization started in South Africa by the gods that came down, and when I look and see that the white people, them species, started millions of years ago before the gods came to earth, and I can see, I mean, physically, that the gods are true, because without them, we wouldn't have any civilization of mankind. We would not. So when you take up the word and begin to talk to someone and they cannot take it, they just cannot take it. They will have to run from you. That's the difference between people who's talking garbage about God and God begat a son, and you ask somebody who's true, you know, like a solid believer, and you begin to ask them just simple, natural questions. They cannot, because they believe something and believe it so strongly that they start feeling ashamed no sooner than you with a knowledge of certain issues. Dig into what they believe, and they can't tell you any logic about their belief. All right, Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. Now, talking about something that happened long time ago, and today you're lucky to find someone who can open up to this kind of thinking about where civilization come from. When you have somebody who is a Christian and dealing with the Bible that was not written from a factual basis, they are telling you all kind of stories about what they think exists, but it's not a history that point to the actual existence. That's what caused the world to turn upside right now, and we cannot find out the truth about anything, because the Bible never start off with anything that is factual. And factual mean what actually happened in the past. It makes it seem like you will never be able to know what happened in the past. And if you can't come by the information that tell you that, you know, what you read about in the Bible is solid truth, if you can't come by that, well, you shouldn't believe it. You're not to believe it. You know, because if you see the sun up there, you see the moon and the stars, and if there is no beginning when those things happen, there is no way of getting information to know those things happen. You know what? You are not you're not going to become fulfilled in knowledge, in anything in knowledge, because you believe into things that you cannot find actual mental satisfaction in what you're thinking. And you, because the world is not like that. We're proof of things don't exist. It just does not. But when you go into an institution where the organization is built upon fallacies, that's where the problem lies, into a world that developed people and are fed nonsense. Okay? Because existence is real. You were born and you can tell about your existence. You had parents who could tell you. Right? So we're talking about our day now where we have Christianity. And Christianity was not in existence long time ago. Christianity came about, say, 1800 years ago. 1800 years ago. And if you don't, know anything about the reality of people who lived before, even because as long as you can trace out things that came about millions of years ago, because today in our worldly textbook, we have something that is normative for people to understand. So some people can understand some little thing that is not connected up to the broader value of things before that time. So if you begin to now speak of things down the stream, you can't relate to the top where this water is coming from, the top of the line, top of the stream. You don't know anything where it started. You will never know about the real things. You see, because when things break up and not in shape anymore from where it was created, you won't know. And that you will have to know before you start making any sense. Any time people telling a story that they say maybe in there, it could have been in there. No, that's not the way it works. You got to start off with the positive, not maybe, or perhaps, and a some, I assume. No, you don't start off with anything like that or willing to lead you down that path, you know, because you are starving from the sense of reading with a logical mind. And getting destruction out of things because it happened. Not that you're going to maybe and perhaps and a whole bunch of different type of expression that did not tell you exactly what happened. All right? And so today, when you go into Google and you're asking questions, And Google is telling you a whole bunch of different things where as long as you deal with that, you will never know the truth about what you're asking, because they're going to give you a whole bunch of bypass where you should get the fact. And if you don't know to reject that answer to what you are, to what you're asking, right here, your brain is getting corrupted, because you are going to try to resolve and to hold a concept that is totally wrong. You see what I mean? Now, that is the reason why a lot of people don't bother talk to me, because I found out a simple, simple truth that don't let nobody fool you about this. You reading from the fact you are able to read for yourself, you are at the advantage to not let anybody fool you. You see? You are at the advantage to not let anybody fool you. All right. And so then, we are talking about life forms and civilization. Now, why should we allow common sense of what is positive to go away from us because somebody come up with a whole lot of foolishness somewhere along the way, and we will never, ever recover the root of the essence? All right, this is happening right now. We don't realize that things happen in the past that we need to find out before we proceed on in life believing different things. Like, for example, all these churches that is around us. You know, it never occurred to me that idiots put up those churches. No. It never occurred to me when I was growing up, that some idiots, some primates, monkeys, that try to turn human beings, they are the ones that set up all these churches. And just because we cannot look behind what these idiots are saying, they will tell us that civilization is only 6 years old and the earth was created like 6,000 years old or something like that. Because we are not able to look behind that, we don't have no information to tell us about the BC era. There was no church. You don't hear anybody saying that today. You don't hear anybody saying that today. You don't hear anybody asking about what created the first day of the week, the first week of the month. You don't hear anybody asking about that. Created law first. Law and order and society could not exist without civilization. It just could not happen. So now we are not able to go forward and push the nonsense behind us, because we have the real truth about what happened. BC era. Nobody wants to talk about BC era. I mean, these faggots are telling you, I mean, you know, just believe and the time of Christ. The time of Christ is believing, is not knowledge. Did you know that? I'm telling you that AD Anno Domini, time of believing what you don't know, because this Jesus thing, the church thing, never existed. So, since it happened at a certain time, and who are the culprit behind it? We don't even know that, because they fool us up so that, twist up our brain so that we don't even know that. We don't know what happened to our ancestors long time ago. But we are covered over with a whole bunch of foolishness that we cannot figure out what happened back there before this. But it is right in front of our eye. Right in front of our eyes. To see that something did happen. Because we have BC. BCE. Era of time. Way before the Bronze Age, we have life and civilized life. By who? It is clear that these white people have no civilized life, and what they do to participate in civilized life is robbery and criminality. Okay? When you're talking about biological life and what happened, we don't know. You see? These sodomites. Anything can happen to your brain if you fall into the wrong circumstance. So how is it? Now we know the gods that came from Nibiru is not a phony tale. It is a fact, because we can prove that the Europeans are for real. And when they came about in the world, it's a textbook. It's there for us to know. It is there for us to realize that what they're telling us about church and Jesus Christ is not true. Right? They are fucking batty all over us where we are in the Western world. And we don't have no control of our own government. Because of these fucking assholes, idiots, who want to turn human being. If we know the truth, we can bring ourselves back to sanity. But we're not going to come back to that sanity that our blood represents. But when we come now to believe in things that we don't have any knowledge of, we are taken away from our solid existence. See? And we cannot bring ourselves back to sanity. You see? So the amount of different things these white people are writing and saying something different from what is in real history. And that's the way they survive. That's the way they survive. Now, that is the way for us not surviving. Because we are not looking into BC era versus AD and Adamani era. The faggots, they who are now dressing up like human beings, like they are humans, for real. Or are we going to get out of it? We are satisfied with church. Okay? And it's a whole bunch of filth that we are encountering in our brain. To us, church is for real. When it's not. It's not. Until we are able to look at the world in the historical sense, I know that nobody else changed civilized existence. These white people don't care anything about the African indigenous people. They don't care anything about the use of civilized words. They don't care about that, because that would make them stay away from us and go do their own thing at the right place, not in our place. But no, they have to pollute everything that is to be construed the right way and make it wrong and get us to believe these idiocies. All right, so now if you think that they are trying to, all the lies they're telling to make you feel like, Biden, you know, and even Pelosi. I don't think Pelosi is a white person. But all of our people are overthrown with nonsense. Because they are not even looking on the difference between BC and BCE, BC and AD. They don't care. No, they care about Jesus and born of a virgin and all that. And none of it is any truth. And these white people, they know, a lot of them know that what they are saying and know that this Jesus, the whole thing. But it is so clear that Jesus never exists. But they, because of so long, they got our ancestors believing all kind of a nonsense. Go to church and they don't know nothing else. So if you don't know the witch and fool, I am here trying to tell you, I mean, day after day. When you look on the things them that we are doing as indigenous people, it is enough to see that something is wrong. Read a little about where we are coming from in Africa. Something bad will have to happen to change it. Because look and see that we ain't budging. We have not received the kind of force to make us change. Because the best of who we are looking on today as people of academic worth. Oh no. Oh no. Because these white people set up everything to make what they are doing appealing to us. And that turn us against us, you don't see? Yeah, they turn us against us. and we become believers in what they have done to us.
Oh, yes.
And we, Jesus forgive transgression. So who are you to judge now? God is the one who judge. And they turn us into all kind of monkeys, because that's monkey jungle. That's where they are coming from. And they message up our mind with their disease. And we have all these pack of diseases, and we don't know. We think it's just natural thing, and it's not. Diseases are natural, and a lot of the things that bother us, you know, it comes from what they do. It comes from what they do. Okay? And you think that they're telling truth or nothing like that? No, homosexuality can't mix up with anything that is pure. Come on. It can't mix with anything that is pure. What these people have written, they have written too many things about us. And they are blind themselves, because just as how now I am here trying to tell the historic truth, and hardly anybody want to pay attention to it. Because you have depths of the wrong concept of civilization among our people. Wrong concept that we think it is good because of Christian indoctrination. We will not see the way to get out of it because it is too long ingrained in our minds. And when we don't have the knowledge of the truth to help us, we fall into the ditch that they create. That when we talk about what the Elohim have done, the actual creation of humans, civilized human beings, we don't take that for anything. We will not come to identify that as a knowledge, and not Adam and Eve in a garden, and a God we're talking about, he make them from the dust of the earth. You can't see that is not true. You can't see that God and the talking serpent is not true. You can't see that. You know what I mean? And you see church as a real thing. You know, like the world, you know, and things happen wrong with the Satan and stuff. And that's what you see to be true. When it is clear to me that we have lost our sense of word and the usage of words. There are too many things running down the stream from us. We're not understanding. You see what I mean? So, as long as you understand and stop to nursing yourself with the foolishness that you believe, this our world is not going to change from being stupid and foolish and following the fallacy of these white people who come and turn over our civilized world and civilization. And see them sporting everything that belongs to us. In civilization, they take on everything. And dress themselves, attire themselves like they are human beings. And behave like they are not faggots. Can't you see that? look at Trump or Biden and the rest of them dress up in a jacket and stuff like that. Why you think these white people dress up, and especially the men? Haven't you seen many times where they are dragged out because they are exposed for being faggots? Haven't you seen that? A few back in the, maybe the 19th and 20th century, a lot of these white men have been dragged out for sexual records, and some others, one used to play the piano and stuff like that. Yeah, they were gay, fucking ass, white people, and they take our money and enrich themselves. Yeah, that's what happened. So it comes down to the point now where somebody like me talking about it, they never go to university or nothing, you know what I mean? But I am talking sense, and ain't no professor would like to answer the questions I ask. No. Because I am able to distinguish between BC and AD, and that just slices apart the fungus, Christian doctrine. It don't exist anymore. You see, it does not. But you will have white people who hang on and still trying to preach it. Okay? So when it comes to civilization, once they impact our minds to not know what civilization is and how it come, they don't better pay things like what I'm saying any mind. Because they're going to get along with the white people them and what they are providing for society, and they know how to make provision to support a mind that is thinking about Jesus and God and all kinds of nonsense. That's what they are doing. And say, come and, you know, come vote for this person and vote for that person, when we should have done discover a long time that those things don't belong to us. And we have our law here all set up in kingship. And we rather to follow them and think like, oh, you know, we have to obey the law. You don't understand. What law are you obeying? BC Elohim laws? Where kings rule and the laws still here with us, and that they violated the kingship laws to build up their AD and Adamany. And you can trace them from 509 BC when they come and shove out the king, the Roman king, and begin to tell all kind of a bunch of lies about what happened and what did not happen. And we are not able to bust them with that. So we will forever go on until we come off to nothing. Because the truth is what set us free. And we cannot be free if we decide to be entangled in the yoke of the sodomite homosexuals. Because guess what? For a lot of people, it is easier to join with the sodomites and what they are doing. And now they have all the business. They run all the business. And they are able to get our people to join them. Right now, how much are we supporting someone to become president? That's where we are, because we don't have anybody saying, no, come and unite with our own government. It's there in the history. Government from long ago. It's into the World History textbook. You don't see anything in the World History textbook about what they call democracy. You don't see no democracy in the World History textbook. What does that tell you? It tells you that the civilization of the African people that is called the first people, indigenous people. Right now, we don't care what we are and where we began. Can't you see? We don't care, because the force of these sodomites is stronger than what we are thinking, not what we should be thinking. We should be thinking and by a knowledge and a force to chase these faggots away from us. And not until we are able to speak the language of our Creator will they go away, and they know that. They know that as long as the World History textbook is here with government, they can't erase it, because guess what? In this book, I'd like to read from the World History textbook. Now, somebody's going to talk about Bible. Bible is not history. And this World History textbook is world history. The Bible is no history whatever. Whatever it talks about just like a regular book. It's not no word of God like that they are saying. You'd have to go into a special place in the Old Testament to see something that is a holiness, a Elohim way of life. Some places in the Old Testament. New Testament don't have anything of value whatsoever. It's a sodomite book altogether. Okay? And if you don't know that these rightly identified European settlers who are Homo erectus from their birth by their hominid species. Let me tell you where they're coming from. And let me tell you, these white people that you're looking at right now, out there going on with all kind of things, I have to read to you in this World History textbook. And I am not talking up this World History textbook like it is a perfectly done World History textbook. No, not at all. Because they filth in here. They filth in this book. They don't carry themselves as European in this World History textbook. What they carry themselves as. They begin to call themselves Romans from a certain date. And it's not too long ago either, based on time. And that time is 509 BC. And it's into this World History textbook I read the story. That's why I'm able to stay here and talk what I'm saying, because I'm not a fool. I wouldn't be here talking all kind of nonsense I don't know. And because I know it has preeminence over any sodomite out there talking all these old mumble jumbo about Jesus Christ and God, I know they cannot supersede what is in this worldly textbook. I know that. I have paralegal knowledge, right? I know what is government jurisdiction. These sodomite white people are not under no civilized legal jurisdiction. None whatsoever. And it's the reason why I can talk this. They can't come here and talk about they haul and pull me and carry me, go anywhere. No. Because as mighty as they think they are with this is our army, our everything they have. I know when they steal everything. 509 BC. Okay, that's it. And let me tell you, what you don't know about white people, you're going to know it now. When I tell you that it's because of our blood that they take from us way back, 100,000 years ago, you may think I'm not passing gas. I'm telling you what is actually truth in the worldly textbook. You may think your Bible is something, a word of God or something like that. No, I tell you, it's the world history and the Sumerian prehistory about the workings of the gods on planet Earth and who actually started every moving thing of civilization on planet Earth. It's not no God in a Bible at all, because that the God there needs to be, soak off in something, because it's not a real God anywhere. Let me show you the amount of fungus that these people have put into their writing and identify themselves. Let me read it to you. Roman religion. This was the time, let's say, 75 BC, right? Like a little under 100 into the BC era, before they change and begin to call moon season calendar. They do it to accommodate Christianity and to give Christianity, not real validity, but at least misnomer. It's a misnomer. All these things that they bring about, you have Christmas and Easter and all those kind of foolishness. But what I want to let you know is the fact, criminality, that our people are suffering from when we don't come to read to understand it. The dates are here and set for us to know when things happen. And I'm telling you that 509 BC, which means now these white people have been in the background and they won't show it, that they begin to follow us world, but they didn't follow us immediately because they couldn't talk. It is our blood that they get to interbreed with, why they begin to do all this. And I tell you about our species, Neanderthals. They don't want to come out and say it. Now, and I'm here talking about it. You think anybody going to come here and give their voice on what I'm saying? No, not easy. Not easy. But once I read it, I'm compelled to talk about it. You see what I mean? And if they fool around me dealing with this, well, that's something else.
But I want you to know what I read, and it is here for everybody to read it, that these white people are not on no solid ground with what they are talking and carrying on. And when the day and the time will come when they cease to exist, because will the gods permit them to even go back into Europe? I'm not sure. Doom is slated for them with all of what they're going on with. So now I'm going to tell you now these kind of things that they do. And to know that we are on good ground if we begin to learn and begin to, like, you know, want to walk the right way. They call themselves Romans. And you don't know about this Romans that you've been reading about. Okay? Why didn't they identify themselves in the World History textbook like how they wrote the our government of Africa, our government of Africa is into the World History textbook, right? And they show you him. Yeah, they show you him. I show you our government right here, the growth of government, growing number of people, the need to maintain the food supply and the need to build walled city soon led to the growth of government. Governments organized, and tell you exactly what it does. It wasn't talking about Europe. No. It is not talking about Europe in our civilized time that we are traveling and coming to the Western world. They were not in the Western world until we are here, like maybe some 50,000 years. This is what we must think about these faggots. It doesn't matter what you see they're doing and raising up this and raising up this and all that. If the truth come and knock them down like a hurricane, they are no more. That's the way we should know the truth. And if you are thinking the truth is in the Bible, I'm telling you, you're going to, like, burn like, you know, like rubber. Because that's not the truth. The truth is coming from this World History textbook, whether anybody like it or not. I stand up in the power of this truth. And that we have our government still. They couldn't question. They are working off on the side, our government, carrying us with them. And that's why you see we here, we are not able to do anything because their disease knock us off the solid frequency that our mind had been on when we were leaving Africa and coming into the Western world. How much kind of disease do we have? Can you count them? Right. And anytime they're ready to, do all kind of things to get money and things like that, they talk about they have this disease, you know, that like COVID disease. You know, and we need to get masks and all these kind of stuff we have to do. We don't know these faggot white people, They are not human beings, and we must not treat them like they are human beings. That is the problem. Because they were never humans at all. And right now, they are neither a good monkey from which they come from. They are not good monkeys because they crossbreed and get out of the real genuine monkey. So these white people you see here, if we face them properly, they will have to run. They don't own anything. The greatest piece of wealth them have is not theirs. It's ours. Legally, because they didn't make law. It's bogus law them have. 1220 A.D. is to steal everything away from us, like they can go to Gaddafi in Libya and kill him. For what? And not even Africa could stop it. Okay, that's where we are. The difference between B.C. and A.D. That's these honest fucking white what them call them, Sodomites, okay? And they try to make it seem like, oh, you know, they are different sects and all this kind of stuff that they pull up. Because we lost control. We are the civilized people. We are. And simply because they find a way to, like, soar above us. Yeah, that's what they did. Or else I wouldn't have to be carrying on this way that I'm carrying on right now. I have to carry on this way because who do I see willing to come out? Not to go out there and fight with them in the street. No, but to make it be known as your identity. We're not showing no identity, are we? No, it's like I am a lonely individual. See and feel and have the need that what I have learned since I come out of my childhood nonsense of church, I have to identify myself with the truth that is written down here, and they can't stand it. They cannot stand the truth, but don't bring any of these guys that we know, MLK and the rest of these guys. They were trying their best, but they were not going the legal way that these guys are using against us. They learn legal knowledge from us and use it against us. That's what they're doing. They can't have a government on top of a government that sits here and bring civilization. They can't bring civilization. But I bet you they don't have anything good enough to talk about to, like, say, remove me from my position. They don't have any. Because this constitution that they have, it has never been a government instrument. Because they never have no real government from they exist. They never had no government. They got every single thing from us since they get our blood and start to talk. They never talk for 4 to 3 million years. It's in the world. It's a textbook I hold in front of me. Right? And I cannot wait until anybody else begin to, like, come and help me. No, I'm not going to do that. I am going to, look, pay my few pence, talk radio, and they don't want me to do it. They don't want me to do it. But I tell you what, I am going to stand up with everything I know. And if as long as what I know is true, maybe it only take you not too long from now, you'll find out exactly what was really going on. All right. So now, let me come back to what I want to tell you. The overthrow of our operation of kingship spread abroad, you know, but they are making sure we don't have any don't have anything that putting out the story of the BC era. You see, they make sure that they set up all the church with all kind of names, all kind of a thing that they have going on, and make it seem like that's the thing that's supposed to go on in the world. It's not. It is not. So I'm telling you, there come the time when they decide to overthrow our government. And whatever the cause, I can, well, you know, there may be, I think there is some way of talking about it, but not the way I am talking right now. But you can look into the situation and understand what was going on, because there the gods were around. The Elohim gods, they were still on earth, right? And there are writings about that. The reason why we need our kings to write laws is because of them. Over the last 100,000 years, okay? So if you think these white people are just a little wind blowing, no, they're coming a long way. And since they start to talk, I mean, since 100,000 years ago, the weight shifted to what they were doing, because they put their hand on money that the African nation have. You see, once they use the disease on us, from Africa to the Western Hemisphere, that's where we all fade away. But whilst they are doing these things, there is a track, you see, footprints that they leave behind them that is covered in history. So they are not secluded from our knowledge or our realization of the way they got to where we are. And the fact is that they have our sense of civilization that the gods brought here, and they're using it. Well, the gods didn't stop anybody that is speaking language like us, the ones that did not stop them. And I think that they leave it here for us to develop and deal with a problem that we have, because they give us enough knowledge to do it. But it's just like anything. You have a good car rolling, but if you lose control and you go off the road, you can disable the vehicle. Well, basically, it's something like that. If we are not careful, some things can happen, and like what I'm talking about here. Now, why should we look into this World History textbook and see a background Roman religion? Why? There was no need for a Roman religion. Make you know how stupid these idiot white people are. Why do they put that they are Roman and Roman religion in here? The fact that they couldn't put church, because Christianity, they never knew about yet. You get that? So I'm telling you, they have been dodging and hiding themselves from this day. You don't know them because them call themselves this name, that name. You know what? You could never tell that they are European, because European is only for speaking words and call them European. But they don't have civilized endorsement. European, and the reason why they come out, and every time they come to our territory, our land, they take over and call themselves like Africa, and like let's say in America, where they intend to go and spread. Well, they were in Africa and going on and spreading their dominance too. Yeah, but, you know, they have some little sense too. They know that they want this big Western world out here. So when they come to America, the first thing they do is call themselves Americans. Now, why none of them never identify with Europe? They come to Palestine. They change the name everywhere they go, like Africa. They change from Ekibalan to Africa, to America. They change it from just being America to USA. They go to Palestine. They don't call it Palestine. They sometimes refer to Canaan, right? That may be, and not for sure, maybe one of the right words to call Canaan. I'm not sure because they change up so many things. I don't get to like know them all yet. However, and every place else, New Zealand, Australia, right? You never know that they are European, but that's what they do, these fucking idiots, uncivilized, and simply because they dumb us down with their diseases, we can't do any better, right? But look, we still have glimmer of light, because I'm telling you, they are hiding these things because they've realized we not smart enough to dig them up on them, right? But they are on notice. They're not going to be allowed to hide in the dark where they cannot be seen, because they are here in plain daylight calling themselves Roman religion, because they didn't make the church yet. In this book, you will read where they make up Christianity. Yeah, but they twist everything from being identifying them as European. European is of the, you know, the universal identification, right? So I am telling you that these white idiots and fucking asses, they need to get out. Because there's no way the truth is going to go sleeping all the time. Listen to this. How they play like they were worshippers of our Creator. Yeah. They put on. Yeah, they did. And I'm going to read it to you. So when you read this book and you see Roman religion, you will think it's for real African people, because they mix it up with everything to make it seem like it's Africa. But no, they are not Africans, but they put them, label themselves in the World History textbook like they are. But they use us. Because we don't have any sense. And rightly so, their disease is working on us, and they know it's working on us. All right? So listen to this. Augustus brought back traditional festivals and ceremonies to revive the Roman religion, which had declined during the turmoil of the late Roman Republic. When was there a Roman Republic? Because the God's institution is by kingship. So when they are talking about Roman Republic, you wouldn't normally know what they're talking about. PNU talking about. So this Roman Republic is clearly European and civilized Europeans, right? But we won't know that if you're not reading and studying well. The official state religion focuses on the worship of a number of gods and goddesses. Now, you might begin to find yourself feeling uneasy when you read this, but now that I'm telling you, you will begin to know deeper about these white people and who they are to us. Why are they mixed up with us? First and foremost, they are able to do these things because they destroy our mind way back in 100,000 years ago. So we are coming along and they realize that they can do anything to us because we are not the same people of intellect anymore. So it goes on, including Jupiter, right? So it is telling you that they worship these gods and goddesses, including Jupiter, Juno, Minerva, and Mars. In addition, in the beginning with Augustus, emperors were often officially made gods. See, they begin to call these idiots that they have as their leaders. They begin to name them after our civilized system and blend in. They morph themselves, them sodomite self into our civilized system. That's what they do. Okay? So he says, beginning with Augustus, emperors were often officially made gods by Roman Senate. Now, when they use the word Romans, not unless you have some pre-ideas, would you know that is European calling themselves Romans here, right? So they cloak up, thus blustering support for the emperors. You know, those are not African emperors. It's European emperors who don't have no civilized authority to do anything. They're not civilized. Until this day, you don't see Europe in the world history as a civilized place. No, because when they left Africa and go up into Europe, they were Homo erectus. They were their own species of apes. Hominid is their species. Hominid. And they are not nothing else today. It doesn't matter how they look like human beings. You hear? That's a fact. All right. Look at what they do. When I tell you they don't have anything of their own. None whatsoever. But look at the way they morph in and make themselves so that they can have wealth. They have much. They are ahead of the African countries when it comes to stealing our money. Yes, that's right. But they do it in a way like, you know, they morph into us, call themselves by our characters, and then nobody know the difference. They thought we would never know. But look into it. They say they have Greek gods, they have Roman gods, and all these kind of a foolishness. But they did it because we are not awakened because of our brain gone with the disease that they threw off on us 100,000 years ago. So when we come to the Western world, we were not our own self at all. Till this day, where is our government? Where is our inalienable rights? We don't have none. We do not have none. and we are there with them, being in their politics that they make up. We don't know what they do because we are preoccupied with all kind of other things where, you know, our brain is not working right at all. And it's not just us in the West alone. Africa, behind us there. Those who are leaders, they lose their senses too. So the entire species of sapien that we are, they destroy the first one, which is the Neanderthals. They interbreed with them until they lose their monkey face. The flat-faced man of Kenya. They start looking like human beings. So you see them, you don't know, but it's in the world, it's a textbook. What makes these primates, apes, become mankind? That's how white people turn mankind, if you want to say that. But they are neither good apes or good human beings. They will never be human beings. All right. Listen to this. Listen to this real good, because this is the place that lead up into how they become Jews. They call themselves Jews. They call themselves all kind of things that people mistaken them for us. You see? The Romans. Now, this is Christianity that don't come in yet, because it have yet to come. But look at what they were doing in the meantime. The Romans believe that the observation of proper ritual by state priests brought them into the right relationship with the gods. Mean the Elohim. As the politician Cicero claimed, in the first century BC, we have overcome all the nations of the world. And who are the nations of the world? The African people, them. So, do you get this? Because we have realized that the world is directed and governed by the gods. At the same time, the Romans were tolerant religions. They allowed the worship of native gods and goddesses throughout their provinces. They allow them, right, in the provinces that they stolen from us. You see? So they are writing very clever. If you don't pay attention, you won't even understand what position they are in here. But this is the criminality that they carry off. And we were not objecting to them at all, because we don't know no better. We don't have no sense. They become our bosses. At the same time, the Romans were tolerant to the other religions. They allowed the worship of native gods and goddesses throughout their provinces. They even adopt some of the local gods after the Romans conquered the state of Hellenistic East. Religions from those regions flooded the Western Roman world. The desire for a more emotional, spiritual experience drew many people to these religions. They promised their followers, you hear this now, an entry into the higher world of reality and the promise of a future life superior to the present one. It was believed that by participating in these ceremonies, a person can communicate with spiritual beings and open the door to life after death. Listen, it goes on to tell you about the Jewish background, and you would be surprised to know how they work and wiggle themselves into creating these institutions to make it resemble African thing, while it is them by morphing our character and name and place to themselves, Christianity. So you think I'm not joking? I am not joking. With all people think and talk about America, you can't change these people. You think it? No, I don't. You know what? I don't know that. I don't know that to be true, because I think the Almighty who created the civilized system in the world and set up all these African countries, as it was in the beginning for us, it will be in the end as well. They're going to go, and their end is going to be more sour than they may think it is. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and I started off, I was very not up to talking, but gradually the heat came on, and I feel more inspired in the latter part of the show, because these things must be told, okay? And I have a cousin, he's a Christian minister, and we talk all the time. But he has yet to understand the things I'm telling him, because he's with the Bible and tightly with the Bible. However, there are some people who will definitely come to realize these foolishness, because I am not a big reader like people who read at university and college and stuff like that. I have a lot of mental problem that I grew up with, although nobody never look at me like I don't have any sense, because I grew up among people who are the European scam, you know, overshadow us, and with this whole bunch of disease that we plague our brain and stuff like that. But you see, it was to be that I, even though I don't have the great education, have a brother with a PhD, but I don't know if the day will come if he will start seeing what is there to be seen. However, I'm ready to talk to face off with anybody, because I mean, these guys who are talking about their president, they're not president for Africans. You see what I mean? They're not president to us. They don't make anything to be government. But it's simply because we have not rise up and show our prowess, you know, our
the power that is in us to be unleashed. They don't face that yet because they face all of us who couldn't handle the disease. You see what I mean? But somehow I begin to see things differently simply because I don't keep certain kind of friends. From when I was young, I wasn't like that. So I was pretty much a neutral person to know the difference between this and that. Like, you know, what is the calendar? The first calendar of civilization. It's not these faggots type of thing. You see, and they cannot stand up in front of me with that. Because I have every fact to back up that they are not human beings. The world is a textbook, tell you that. So we only like are asleep because of what happened to us. But there is much yet for us to understand. So my cousin, my cousin and my, we talk quite a bit. And we have the same strain of energy to like, look at things, and clearly he doesn't get to that point, but I think he will eventually get there because he has a very serious thought about things and distinction and stuff like that. So I don't expect him to right away because look, it took me quite a few years to sort through what I knew in church opposed to what is not church stuff. So I'm telling you, we have everything on our side if we decide to turn to it. I turned to it because I didn't want anything else in life in my breathing breath except what nobody cannot condemn, okay? Nobody at all with any form of speech will condemn the work of the gods. As far as I'm concerned, my time will be served with my thrust, acknowledging what has done on this planet Earth. And these faggots wipe folks, they cannot stand in the way. They can't stand in the way. The most they can do is what they are doing while we, in great number, are not seeing the same thing. But the time is coming where, as I read and what I think, the time is coming. Like I say, what as it was in the beginning, so will it be in the end. This faggot is not what was ordained to be. And whatever we come to be, there is better for us, and there is residue of us that will come back to ourselves. It's not going to just be the way it is here. White people don't have no real government, and why they won't go back to Europe is because Europe is not a civilized, never been a civilized place, and they couldn't make it civilized. And that's a fact. Why anybody can't come up on this radio and talk to me down what I'm saying? It's simple because what I'm saying is true. Until somebody, you know, not even the greatest lawyer that they have in the whole wild United States cannot do anything to what I'm saying. They don't, it doesn't matter how brilliant all of them are together, they can go into courthouse and be, you know, and a D and a Dominic style court. It's not
It's not kingship. It's not civilized. It's not civility. They are all under the moon calendar, the Pope, all of them. Okay? And what I am saying to you, I mean, nothing is going to make us proud of ourselves than working out of the sodomites and what all what they come up with and glorifying themselves. I know they are not heroes. And they are the first to drop bomb on us. But to tell you something, we are still, many of us, alive. And I don't foresee this 1220 AD, so-called AD and Adamani law. They say they are government and use that to kill us? Because that's what that law is all about. Takes us back into the time when they have the Inquisition going all about and rounding up our people and stuff like that. This is not that day now. Because they can't take no action now without language. And that is what is going to kill them. If they know what I know, I tell them, go back to Europe. Okay? And leave us alone. And if they choose not to, they will pay when the time is right and the gods have it all. Now, let me now finish what I was reading to you. Is something that every one of us should be interested in. When you see I am interested in something, it's different from what these sodomite people are interested in. I am interested in the knowledge that brought us into a civilized world. These white people are not in a civilized world because they don't have the mind. They don't have the interest. They don't have the biological makeup. So the talking that they are doing and carrying on like they are human beings, they will never be human being. Never be. Okay? But if we remain our brain unable to do any type of distinction and make proper discourse as to our represent, you know, our ID, we are sapient. The gods, two blood. The sapient blood and the Elohim blood. Those are the two blood that make us up. And there's no joke about that. Okay? We are the civilized people. And if they think that they will forever tell the world that, they will find out they lose long time. Long time. Because the fact is here and they are not for the fact. They can only do that so long as they realize they have an opportunity to behave the way they do and like they are the thing to be here. See, they lost going up to Mars. They were shot down the last trial that they tried. They don't realize that something else is happening beside what they are doing. And then when they crumble down to the dust, they will realize they were not the best of anything. We are the best, the Africans. And whatever happened to us, we will recover. Okay? They don't belong among us. And they must get their fucking asshole from around us. Because there's nothing they have. They need to leave every single thing except for it doesn't go that far that we don't want them to walk out with anything. But listen, we are not going to be generous to these people like they were friends because they dumped us in all the holy causes, Pinan, Narashima, and Nagasaki. We have it over them. We didn't do it to them. We didn't go to Europe and do nothing to them. They come everywhere we are and do it to us. Therefore, they're not going away with anything. Leave the military where it's at. Yeah, I'm giving that command. Leave the military where it's at because it's not theirs. And whatever money they take and build it up is not theirs. Leave it. Leave our territory alone, I'm telling you. All right. All they do to block us, okay, I'm put in a position to tell the truth, and the truth I'm telling. Okay? The fucking body nasty, inhuman, and want to come and talk about their human being. They're not. They want to muzzle the scientists in South Africa. They want to muzzle them. Not to talk about their finding in South Africa. You think about this a long time now. 200,000 years metropolis. That is over there in South Africa. From that civilization of the gods that came down and was over there working. But they came here once these sodomites were in Europe. They never met. I read nothing that they met. But once the gods created us and we begin to spread civilization all over the world, they begin to come around us because, remember now, they are talking and carrying on like they are human beings, right? They kill the Neanderthals. They put them out of existence. And they're trying to do that to us because they are talking like they are some human being. This is what is happening right now. This is not fairy tale. So to these group of scientists in South Africa, both five or six of them discovered by one of them who used to fly over the place and decided took them about 2 years to decide to go over there and to do a research. The place is as big as twice the size of Texas. Okay? And if you want to go there, you probably, they will not allow you, give you a visa to go there. Imagine how slack these faggots are. It is our place. And they're going to tell us that we can't do it. Like everything else, they take it from us. Well, it's not going to happen. And we're not going to come and try to fight you and take away nothing. But you know what? As long as we are doing the will of our gods, they're going to help us. And they will remove you fucking asshole out. It will happen. Come here and writing all kind of whole bunch of nonsense and turn us into idiots. Well, the time will come when that stops. And those of us who know line by line and line upon line, line upon line. Okay? And everything that is supposed to be in line will come back when we now renew our minds to do the will of our gods. That's right. Now, just listen to this. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization. Nobody didn't know about them. Right? 200,000 years ago. So who could be around when these sodomites didn't have any civilization about them? They were only stone tool, savvy. They could make stone tool for whatever and make fire. That's all. When they're leaving Africa, that's what they could do. That's what the history says. So now, it is saying that these ancient the discoveries
about a vanished ancient civilization. It was the gods, the Elohim. And now we know we're, everything that we see around the planet, that no humanity who have their civilized knowledge, we never come up, they didn't create us until about some 250,000 years after they've been here for 445,000 years ago, right? So if you check at the time, you will see that these white people, they were over into Europe and not a speaking type of characters. They didn't speak no kind of a no language at all. Okay? They don't want the world to know that, but the world is knowing that right now, that white people are talking not from their evolutionary, makeup, but because an encounter with civilized human beings. That's why. So they use the disease as the weapon to subdue us and to dumb us down. And it's the reason why, you see, they write a Bible and to do all things about us. And we haven't put up any problem. And even at the place where we could probably, we would like to do something, we don't know to do it. Okay? So we have been hindered all this time. So it goes on to say, all this civilization was taking place at the southern tip of Africa, is continued, which is Michael Challenger, continued effort and analytical science approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origins and write our history books, rewrite our world history textbook. That's what Michael Challenger says. We need to write our own history textbook and take our life back from these sodomites who don't have a civilized land. Name Europe. They don't have none. And they are able to give themselves names because they come to civilize settlements. That's why they want to be everywhere we are. I always wonder, why do they follow us everywhere we go and say it's theirs? Now I realize. Did gold play some role in the dense population that once lived here? Yes, of course. Gold did, because that's what the primary thing why they came about, came here. The site is just about 150 miles from the excellent where maritime trade could have helped to support such a large population. But remember, we are talking almost 200,000 years ago. All right? The individual ruins, see below, most consist of stone circles. Most have been buried in the sand and are only observable by satellite or aircraft. Some have been exposed when the changing climate has blown the sand away, revealing the walls and foundations, why following happen and continues. Other devastation. This is talking about evil things that these sodomites have been doing to us, and you don't hear anybody talking about it. Anything that they do that is gruesome and bad to us, they see to it that it is not spread out. But this is a paragraph of what they have done that I decided to attach to what I had. Other devastating assaults on these ways of life of the African indigenous people included the Spanish mission in California, Florida, and Texas. The U.S. government's attempts to make Plains Indians into cattle ranchers and Southern Indians into American farmers' efforts by churches and governments to undermine. Can you imagine what these white people come here and do? Come make up their phony faggot government, A.D. Anadamani. It's not government. But since we don't know any better, they can call it anything. Call it government. Where they learn government from, I tell you, they are talking, and over all this time, they learn everything about government and skills and everything, and talk and language and everything like that. Yeah, they start calling themselves like Greeks. They're Greeks and all the kind of thing that they take on to themselves and begin to behave like they are the civilized people. Okay? So if you don't know who these white people are and how they scat out themselves and turn us fool and we adapt to them and stuff like that, it's a lot of things that at least some of us will be able to remove out of the way. Because these people, they are fake. White people are fakers. Too much of a fakers that we cannot remain ordinary people to deal with what they are about. We have to, like, you know, be the real McCoy. Otherwise, they will stay here until all of us are perished. It's not going to happen that way. All right. So it goes on to say that all these evil stuff they done, we must turn it back on them. Yeah. With our senses. We're not going out there to go fight with them. No, because we are superior. We are superior. And even as we are, we never go there and try to fight with them. Maybe in some rare instance, some of us fight back. But most of all, we don't go into Europe and do nothing for them. Nothing to them. And they learn everything from us. Everything they are, they got it from us. If they never meet with us, they would be still covering another million, a few more millions of years, their ancestry, and come after nothing. But they are who they are because of us, according to history, of course. So it goes on to say, they do these things, the efforts with their so-called Christian church and so-called A.D. Anadamani,
as you know, it's just something that they emit, you know, false imitation. That's why I put white people where they are. It's false imitation. And they master what they have, and because we are not able to stand up to them, they all court. They all court. But the truth of what happened in history, Pope apologized for sins of Catholics. You know, they have nowhere to go besides go back where they come from. As long as we order them to leave, they must. Otherwise, it come from heaven and sweep them out. And there's nothing less that I am saying. They are to get out. And they may feel like they're bad, and they let it go on and being bad until the time come. Right? So now, this is what they do to us. And if they think we would be forgiven and stuff like that, they're two past idiots. Get out and go back where you are. And we don't care what you call your name, what name you want to call yourself. Because you know what? We are still here. Those of us who are spared. But you kill too many of us. You don't respect our species. And therefore, you don't have anything at all that we have to stress. Leave our welfare and leave us alone. That's all there is to it. All this grandeur and glory you've been boasting in and all this and that, it's never been yours. So here are the disgraces that is coming for them because it is on them. Efforts by churches and governments to undermine Indian religious, governmental, and kingship system. Do you understand that? That's us. That's what we have been, coming from Africa to the Western and all over the planet Earth. And they disrupt our life the way they did. And if you're there fucking with them and having children with them, you must understand what it is doing to your species. They wreck their species. And they are coming to wreck ours. They started, and they're still wrecking our species. Okay? So I'm telling you, so you know. These people are so mean in that they are not humans. That's the reason why they behave the way they do. The often deliberate destruction. The deliberate destructions, flora and fauna that American Indians use for food and other purposes, the near extinction of the buffalo. And my friends, that's what I have for you, and going to just play you just a little interlude and then say greetings and have a great day. Hope you have gotten something that can help you on your thinking journey. Here we go.